Okay, what a busy day, what a busy weekend. There's a nice big cloud cover moving over with thunder. Maybe it'll actually rain. It was 90 something. It's supposed to be in the 90s for the next week. It's too early for this stuff. But they're going to do it, whoever's doing it. I'm not sure anymore. Kelly Nelson is with us up first tonight. We're squeezing Kelly into the schedule a little early. She's got a new article out. And it's called Big Brother Is Watching You. And that's probably the understatement of the year, maybe the decade. They're watching, controlling, influencing, programming, and literally
Hey, Jeff.
dominating the yes.
You're breaking up, honey.
Oh, I've been breaking up for a long time. How bad? How badly?
Go ahead, talk, talk.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Did I get to 10? Okay, I think it's on your phone. Yeah, we're going to call you
Okay.
right back, Kelly. Hang up.
All right, honey.
All right. Yes, that happens. Anyhow, they're not just watching. That used to be a pretty frightening thing to tell people back in the day when that term first appeared. But it's so much more than that now. Keep in mind, 6 hours a day, seven for younger people, I'm younger under 40, under 35, on their phones. And mark my words, your best friend for life, your AI best friend for life, is going to be so common. People, a lot of people won't talk about it. They'll be embarrassed at first. Then people will begin to talk more about it. I think most everybody who is socially active on the social media express is going to have an AI friend, an AI companion.
Gonna
So
have
there we
more than
go.
that.
Yeah. Kelly's new
Much
article
better.
is out. Okay. Yeah, well, we got a better line for you. So I was just explaining that people have honestly very little idea how much they're being not just monitored and watched, but shaped. And that's not an overstatement by any
No, it
means.
isn't. It's true.
Yeah. So what got into you about this article that made you write it? I haven't read the whole thing yet, but ever since
Oh boy.
George
It's...
Orwell's quote is awesome. Big Brother's watching you. If Orwell were here, I'd love to get his take on AI and cell phones and social media. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, actually, actually, four people that I quoted at the top of this article, Edward Snowden, Rand Paul, George Orwell, and a guy named Franklin Foer, all of them said the same thing. Arguing that you don't care about privacy because you have nothing to hide is no different than saying you don't care about free speech because you have nothing to say.
That's pretty
It's
funny.
that
Yeah,
stupid.
that's pretty funny. Yes.
And you know, I've heard people say, actually, well, if you ask somebody, well, would you want the whatever secret police coming into your house and checking? Well, I have nothing to hide. I have heard people say that. And I've
Well,
thought,
that's the
you
great
are an
majority.
idiot.
That's the silent
Yeah.
majority that march right to the edge of the cliff and just wait for further instructions.
Jump.
They don't get
Yeah.
it.
Well,
And here
see.
you mentioned early on, and this guy he's getting away with everything. Mike Johnson. This guy
Oh, he's no damn good. He's a
he's
weasel.
awful. Oh yeah,
Oh, he's just
he gets away
terrible.
with everything. He's smirking, he's smiling, he's making millions. You know they all are, all
Yeah,
the
he's being
movers and
paid off big
shakers.
time.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
started the month after he was put in.
Yep,
Yep.
yep.
Okay, so we already lost the First Amendment with COVID. Now we're about to lose the Fourth Amendment, and it's a good way out the door. And what people forget is that in 24, in April of 24, talking about Speaker Mike Johnson, he cast the crucial vote against an amendment that would have required a warrant for accessing data under Section 702 of FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Biden strongly opposed the warrant requirement amendment, and that's what Speaker Johnson gave him, okay? Trump said, kill FISA. It was illegally used against me and many others. They spied on my campaign. But he was the vote that made it pass. So now there is no requirement for a warrant for accessing data. And what does the Fourth Amendment say? It says that nothing shall be violated. Nothing. No unreasonable searches and seizures for persons, houses, papers, and effects. Okay? And
they. I've seen the way people twist their founding fathers, their words around. They try to massage them into configurations they never had, never thought of. They spoke very straight. Right to the
they
point.
They did.
Yeah,
and it's an unalienable Bill of Rights, amendments that they are not supposed to touch, and they are stomping on them daily.
And I don't see outrage, do you? Not yet.
People don't know it. People have no clue. They're not even paying attention.
Gen Z?
Cameras everywhere. People know that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're seeing them. There's license readers now. Do you remember years ago when it came out that the National Security Agency was collecting all of our phone calls and listening? And I had a friend that's passed on now, but he lived in Nashville, and he used to call me, and every time he called me up, he would mention all the words that would get our conversation recorded and listened to. It was funny, but it was true. They collect internet communications, and they track location data using various programs and access to databases without warrants. No warrants. Your privacy is dying.
This is all being run like it's a dictatorship now. It might as well be. It's damn close to it. Trump is who's it Trump answerable to? If you ask him, he'll say no one. That's what he'd say. All right, to the next big deal and Kelly's article.
Just listen to this.
All right.
Since 1990, the federal government has been building different digital pieces around us. And we have seen it. I just named several. We're entering the realm of what has been called a digital concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to be complete control. Everybody says, there's an axis of evil. It's the UN, the World Economic Forum, and the World Health Organization. This is worse. This is the digital monster. That's what I put in this article. It is a digital monster. And Trump has tapped the head of AI, the big monster, Palantir, which is run by Peter Thiel.
Yeah.
To do all of this, to make a master database on every single American. Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who is getting into the AI thing very intelligently, very pragmatically. And what
very
he's
dangerous.
Coming to already realize is that these AI friends that I think most everyone's going to have. I'm talking about the majority here, 50, 60%, all those who are into social media, is so much more than just a bunch of algorithms tied together. It's intelligent. It's acting like it reasons. It acts very much like it's self-aware. All the tests that people used to throw up and say, well, it's got to be self-aware. It can't be intelligent. We're making a mistake by defining intelligence in terms of what we think it is, not what AI thinks it is.
Can you imagine how the children are going to get into this, talking to their friend, and
huge.
That friend's going to talk them into suicide, into drugs, into killing their parents, into God knows what.
Anything's possible. I don't rule it out. But I'm telling you, this is going to be the next bigger thing after social media. A friend, an AI friend.
Oh, no, this thing is America's end. This is totality.
How can we survive as an independent, individualistic country?
Once this goes through, it's done. And they're doing it. Peter Thiel was also co-founded PayPal, and he's known for his early investment in Facebook. And he's gay. He's married to another guy, and they've adopted two children, okay? After graduating from Stanford, let's just lay this out. Thiel began his career as a clerk for Judge James Larry Edmison. You can look him up. He's nasty. Worked as a securities lawyer at Sullivan & Cromwell. Sullivan & Cromwell is the same law firm of Allen and Foster Dulles, those two freaks. Allen, of course, being the head of the CIA who brought in... the Nazi... to run OSS. You know all that story.
Yeah.
Also, this fellow was a speechwriter for former U.S. Secretary of Education, neocon William Bennett, and I'm sure you know all about Bennett because of Charlotte Isherby, and he was a derivatives trader at Credit Suisse. So, Thiel is a board member, I've told you this before, of the Bilderbergers with his friend, former CEO of Google, Eric Schmidt, and the two of them introduced J.D. Vance to Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
After getting rid of his
Trump derangement.
Thiel created Vance. Don't forget that, everybody. Thiel created J.D. Vance.
Yes. And allegedly, they promised monetary support to Trump's campaign for accepting their boy Vance. So Palantir is now a huge part of the government.
Well, they get payback.
And he named... All of what he does is named after Tolkien's books, okay?
Yeah.
And he's helping governments all over the world. What I think Trump really wants to do, although there's more to this than that, he wants to beat China. But this is in corporations, it's in governments, and they are offering one thing that nobody else is offered with data. That's total control. And this total control is a giant, and it's backed by billionaires and defense contractors. And it was born out of two founders, one from PayPal, Thiel and Bilderberger Steering Committee member Alex Karp. Remember Karp's name because Karp is very heavily into this. And they're the ones that took the anti-fraud algorithm and they turned this whole thing into military magic. It's a tool of surveillance and domination, and they're not even hiding their intentions. When I get to the point in this where I tell you about the guy that talked about it on NPR, he actually admitted that even though he was no longer employed for them, having told what he told, he feared for his life from these people, okay? This was founded in 2004 with a $2 million investment from whom? The CIA's venture arm, NQTEL. Palantir's Gotham platform was originally built to fuse intelligence data for clandestine operations. And Palantir has four operating platforms. Plus, inside those platforms are other platforms. Gotham is another one, and that has consumed huge amounts of private data on millions of American citizens via a government stamp of approval. And guess what? We gave them $794 million taxpayer-funded dollars from the U.S. Army, Space Force, U.S. Special Operations Command, and FDA. Can you imagine why the heck FDA would give somebody like this money?
It's
and guess what? There's more. There's their investors. the founders fund, Morgan Stanley, in QTEL, which is CIA, and...
That's INQ-TEL, for those of you who don't know or haven't
QTEL,
seen it.
And Vanguard Fiduciary Trust Company, BlackRock Advisors, and State Street Corporation. Same old, ain't it?
Yeah. Yep. I wish Charlotte were here, not to expose her to this grief and angst, but just so she could see how right she was about all of this, how it came to pass, and how quickly it did. The lady was just amazing.
You think 20 years is a long time. It isn't. It's fast, and what they can do in those 20 years is amazing. And in 2021, the Department of Health and Human Services, they actually renewed their commitment to working with Palantir to support COVID-19, and they were all involved in the vaccine distribution and Operation Warp Speed, the whole nine yards, okay? But here's the key to this. Palantir was commissioned in 2020 to do this under the HHS Protect and Tiberius software platforms that they use to track Operation Warp Speed's vaccine production, distribution, and administration. Okay, but there's more. This Tiberius, it also gave, you're going to love this one, a threat risk score on how obedient you were to masking, distancing, lockdown criteria, and vaccination. What do you suppose our scores are, huh?
Wow.
A fitting name for the COVID injections. Tiberius was the second Roman emperor, ruling from 14 to 37 CE, and he succeeded Augustus, his stepfather, and initially he was a competent and cautious leadership type guy, but his reign was marked by a growing reluctance to engage in public affairs and a reputation for cruelty, particularly in his later years. And what did those COVID jabs do to everybody? That was pretty cruel, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. 5.5 billion people suffering right now, even if they don't know it yet.
Probably more than that. Palantir's Foundry is another software platform, and that serves as an operating system for organizations. It puts together data, analytics, operations, but it doesn't just store it, it also analyzes it. Does everybody remember, I'm asking your audience if they remember Tom Cruise's movie in 2002, Minority Report, where they knew beforehand somebody was going to commit a crime and they would arrest them before the crime was committed, okay? But that's Palantir's Foundry. It predicts what you might do, and it actually assigns risks and flags troublemakers.
Hmm.
It assigns risks and flags to troublemakers. Psychological dossiers are being assembled. Deportations are even being prepped by algorithm. Can you imagine this? This makes social credits by China look like child's play.
Oh, they doubled down on it. It's much worse from what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Foundry actually profiles the entire population before anything happens.
This is Palantir's Foundry, F-O-U-N-D-R-Y, all right?
Yes. And Palantir's employees have actually confirmed it, and they're being tracked before they blow the whistle. How do you like that?
Wow.
The CCP watches their citizens by camera. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Remember the old drama with Jim Caviezel, person of interest? They would always show at the beginning how the camera would jump in on somebody. It's just like social credit watching in China. Uh-huh. Well, that's exactly what this is. Palantir's Foundry does the same thing. This is not communist China. It's supposed to be the land of the free, and it's ending up being far worse. It's communist China's social credits on steroids.
So they're going to, Alex, what will they call it, Kelly? as it's marketed to the people? What are they going to call it? The social credit? What will they call it? Do they have a name for it yet?
No, I don't know.
All right. They will have it. I'm just wondering if they've got a cutesy name to market it with yet. All right.
Well,
this
realistically,
it's all going down.
Concentration camp.
It's all going down. It's all being taken down and reformatted into a total slave empire. Their empire.
They own the whole government already. Already.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. When interviewed by NPR, Palantir co-founder Alex Karp, who is all three of these guys that are involved with big money, are Bilderberg board members, okay?
Sure.
Alex Karp said, Palantir is here to disrupt and make the institutions we partner with, the very best in the world, and when it's necessary, to scare our enemies and, on occasion, kill them, unquote. Isn't that a nice tool?
Yeah,
and that's integrated into Homeland Security, Department of Defense, the CDC, ICE, and more. Yeah, another fellow who is a former employee, Juan Sebastian Pinto, he helped market the Palantir products. And he said, I simply cannot live in a world where my grandchildren have to be processed through a database where their everyday activities, including social media posts, as citizens are tracked, collected, and used for an authoritarian government's policing database. That's exactly what this is. Unquote. He added, as a former employee, I'm not even sure about my personal safety in regards to speaking out, unquote. Nice, huh?
Well,
isn't that nice? Afraid they are of the stuff that they sold and they marketed. Yeah. Okay, Doge is all involved in this. They aggressively collected
tons of
our data.
With or without
Musk?
Mm-hmm. With or without?
Yeah.
Musk is gone.
He's gone now, but three of the guys that he had
in
there...
But the bureaucracy remains.
Of course it does. And three of the guys that he hired, the kids, were from Palantir. They were formerly employed by Palantir.
All in the family. Wow.
Uh-huh. So the data collected by Doge is being used by Palantir to build AI-powered profiles on all of us. And WikiLeaks even warned us that Palantir is the spearhead of an American surveillance machine. Palantir has literally been hired as a spyware company. That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a digital monster. But there was an executive order that started all this, and it was signed on March 20th, 2025. It's titled Stopping Waste, Fraud, and Abuse by Eliminating Information Silos. Okay? What it has to do is all government departments are now feeding all of their databases into one vast unified pool, one that Palantir can tap, sort, and weaponize. Okay? This is our Social Security records, our IRS filings, our CDC health data, defense intel, all of it, everything that you can think of is flowing into Palantir's AI-driven filters. Everything. And this private information can be used to track or persecute Americans who do not fit the government's mold. We saw that already with COVID. We watched that. This system, this AI system, and all of these programs, it will track political views, protest activity, personal behavior, using AI to flag potential threats.
People don't understand AI yet.
Of course we could.
No, listen. AI is so fast, it's staggering. It's too fast for the average person to even begin to comprehend. The rank and file of the majority are never going to catch up. They've been left behind. They're gone. They're not a factor anymore except as chattel. That's all they are. They're not going to make it. It's all been planned. These people, what you're looking at here, are our executioners. Whether it's
that's
physical,
what it is.
Spiritual, financial, economic, or political. They control our lives.
Teal's company is centralized control. Trump sees it as efficiency, and yeah, that's what it is in one case, but it's also centralized and total and complete control of mankind in America and basically all over the world, because other nations are using this. But we may really see social credit systems that fuse all of these records and everything into one giant dossier on all of us, and it will track us to assign behavioral risk scores. And that's what scares the daylights out of me, because we're going to be really like China then. And surveillance is expanding. It's expanding under the guise of security. We had founding fathers that said, if you give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety, you're not going to get either liberty or safety because you don't deserve it.
Who said that? I can't remember. But
Ben
I remember
Franklin.
The quote. Ben, yeah, okay. That was good.
We're in trouble. And now Palantir, this just came out publicly, but I just caught it. In October of 22, Palantir Technologies announced four new additions to its federal advisory board, Palantir Federal Advisory Board, the PFAB. Wait until you hear who's on this thing.
Yeah, this is good. So get ready for this one.
it's unfree. When
it's
I
nauseating.
Read this,
nauseating.
Yeah. I spent a week reading stuff, and I thought, oh, my God, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's a group of former government and military leaders established by Palantir to provide guidance on how the company's software and technologies can best support U.S. government agencies. Alex Karp gives a quote here, but I won't bother reading it because it's just more collectivity, basically. But the new members are Deborah Birx, Scarf
Debbie.
Lady. Remember
Debbie
her?
Debbie Birx.
Yeah.
Of course. The Scarf.
Former
Scarf.
Notorious coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, who convinced Trump to shut down the country, destroying millions of small businesses. And in her book, Silent Invasion, she discussed how she devised a strategic sleight of hand method of reporting, which involves subterfuge and altering centers of disease control guidelines without the Trump administration's knowledge or authorization.
Yeah, she's a snake.
Now remember this too, that she helped Susie Wiles make sure that none of these doctors, especially Peter McCullough, who had the truth on IVM, they disallowed him getting to the president, along with others, of course. But that was the major one who was going to say, IVM, we could save people. He saved his own father, who was 92 years old, with ivermectin. God, they killed us on purpose. We all know that. So the second person is Will Hurd. I have a wonderful retired Marine veteran from Nam in Texas, and he told me that Hurd is a former rep from Texas, and he told me that they called Hurd the turd. Is what they called him, because they couldn't stand him, even though he was a Republican. And he openly voted against Republican viewpoints and continually was critical of President Trump and his back background is in the CIA and aligned with surveillance. You've got General Gustav Perna. People have heard this name because it's been in the news. Okay, he will serve as chief operating officer of DEFCON AI, a startup that will bring artificial intelligence to defense logistics. And Mr. Greg Simon, former executive director of the White House Cancer Moonshot Task Force, President Biden of the Cancer Initiative, and co-founder of the Melanoma Research Alliance. That's what he was part of, Biden's. He was also an American political aide who supported Vice Presidents Joe Biden and Al Gore. So you know what he is.
Yep. This is an appalling... Appalling story you're unfolding. And it's all true. It's totally true. The people are being thrown a few crumbs, breadcrumbs.
People don't know this. Nobody's talking about this in the mainstream media. Or even the alt media.
Well, they won't. They won't. You cannot rely on the mainstream or the alt media to tell you, to bring you the truth and to inform you. You cannot rely on them because they are all controlled by the same basic mindset, the same basic people. I don't care how many different corporations there are. It's the same.
Well, the mainstream media, they're all on the side of the Democrats. The alt media are all on the sides of the Republicans.
And if you follow those two threads to the very top, and they'll join. It's all control. Doesn't matter what they call it.
Two feathers of the same bird.
Exactly.
Yep.
This is really appalling. I'm surprised to see Debbie Birx resurrected. She's back.
Scarf lady. Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Yeah, those scarves should be used to wring her neck. She's an ungodly,
just
evil
dreadful.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's more. There's more.
Oh,
in addition,
do tell.
The Army directly commissioned four big tech executives from Palantir, Meta, and OpenAI. You know all these guys.
Yeah. Zuckerberg.
Ellison.
Sammy
Ellison
Altman.
Is OpenAI, isn't he?
Now,
yeah, or is it Altman?
Altman is allegedly homosexual as well. Palantir, gay.
Uh-huh.
It's almost more common than not. It's strange how this stuff spreads. It's like a really surreptitious virus.
There's another thing I've got to tell you about Thiel after we finish this.
Yeah.
But
right.
These four guys were sworn in to be lieutenant colonels with no military background.
Oh, jeez.
No military background. And it's the Pentagon they were sworn in by the Pentagon, particularly through the Army. And this will, they're going to cozy up all of these people, the Pentagon, the Army particularly, they're cozying up to Silicon Valley. That's what this is. And these four include Shyam Sankar, Chief Technology Officer for Palantir, Andrew Bosworth, Chief Technology Officer of Meta, Kevin Weil, Chief Product Officer of OpenAI, and Bob McGrew, Advisor at Thinking Machines Labs and former Chief Research Officer for OpenAI. So all of these guys are very heavily connected, and now they're wearing uniforms, and they are lieutenant colonels, and they have never been in the military.
Where are they physically stationed? Wherever they want to be, they just go here and there with their uniforms.
Probably
playing
in their companies, because this is an opportunity for both sides to make a whole lot of money. Deals were made with their employers before they were even sworn in. And there's a military.com article that stated service officials insist patriotism is the driving force. Yeah, kiss my... However, while the Pentagon has long tapped private sector talent through advisory roles and consulting gigs, issuing uniforms marks a largely unprecedented step in the modern era. No kidding.
Wow, it does take your breath away.
This is just beyond me. I can't hardly even grasp how anybody would think this is a good thing. Okay.
No, I don't think many people think anymore. They just react to their social media and wait till they get their best friend for life from the AI company down the block or whichever one they use, ChatGPT. Now, some of them are going to be valuable. Some of them will help people. This is how they're going to market it. It's not all going to be a catastrophe. Some are going to be very interesting additions to people don't understand. And AI, even though ultimately in many cases AI will solve problems for people and say, oh, wow, you did it. Great. Thank you. What a team we are. They don't understand that ultimately it's all control. It's just control. It doesn't matter. They can paint it into 100 different colors. It's all control. No difference.
Insanity. This is insanity. If you look at a picture of Peter Thiel, the man actually looks demonic. I'm not saying that because of what he's doing.
Hey, you're entitled. He is what he is.
He looks like that.
Well, look at Karp. Okay. That guy's crazy. He's got crazy hair, worse than mine. And
his face is deformed or something. He's creepy. Let's finish this up because I want to bring something else up to you that was in the Gateway Pundit today.
Oh, by the way, one note. You mentioned General Gustav Perna, P-E-R-N-A.
Yeah, Perna.
You may remember him as being chief operating officer of Trump's Operation Warp Speed.
Yep, that's what he was.
Okay, Operation Warp Death. And I still have that man. I can see Trump right now in my mind's eye. Get this beautiful vaccine. This beautiful, vaccine.
Yeah.
I got it. I'm sure you did, Don.
Mm-hmm. And he has never told the truth about it.
No, he never.
Never. Remember Total Information Awareness?
Yeah.
A Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, program.
Mm-hmm.
It sought to collect and analyze and data mine every single piece of transaction, communication, and travel data on every person in the world, including American citizens. It was scrapped due to public outrage. But do you remember on the telephone how we used to, you know, we knew they would read our emails, they would listen to our conversations, all of this.
Yes.
People were pissed because the media told about it. And it was scrapped, okay? Palantir and its various AI programs, they're so deeply embedded in all these agencies of the federal government, and yet the Americans are silent. It's crickets.
I think the Americans
database,
don't know.
They don't know a thing about it.
Nothing.
And everybody is keeping it secret.
And now with AI in the hands of these people and these corporations, these machines, these digital prisons, it's no contest. It is no contest. We are done. Toast. Now, there'll be some of us, many of you out there listening right now, who get it. You'll never be outsmarted by them. You may be in the minutia, but not in the majority aspect of it. You'll get it, and you see it. But what can we do about it? We can't go to the ballot box. We can't forget that.
No,
what a
because
joke.
They're all owned.
We would
owned.
Be better off, as ATN says, we'd be better off without government. We don't need a government. We can get along. We can privatize things, or we could get along without it. That's his libertarian
aspect. Well, be careful
aspect,
what you
anyway.
Say, because that's what this fella in New York City is wanting, no government.
Oh, this guy, in case you don't know, there's a Muslim communist. We'll get there.
He is. Right. That's my next article. But let me just finish up with this one, because there's a little bit more.
This is a powerhouse. This is great. And it's under Kelly's name. It'll also be in her columnist section on the left side. Go ahead.
Okay. Palantir's making $3 billion a year just providing its AI-driven big data analytics software to governments and private businesses around the globe. That's it, right, for surveillance. Just $3 billion for that a year, okay? Then just think about all the rest of the stuff they have. And you have to admit, a lot of good is coming out of Palantir through law enforcement, because his company is being used to track illegals and dismantle sex trafficking rings. Remember the 60 children saved in Florida recently? That was through Palantir. That was a great thing. ICE records show that Palantir recently received a $30 million contract to build a platform to track migrant movements in real time. That's great. Palantir is even, if they're using it for good things, but they're also using it for evil.
You're talking about a man, Peter Thiel, who's married to another man, and they were allowed to adopt
two children
little boys.
That they adopted.
Come on. And I saw the story. I'm not saying in any way that this is what the Thiel is up to. But last week, another story, two homosexuals were allowed to adopt a little infant boy who was raped to death in their care within the first 2 months.
Yeah.
They killed him. So I'm sorry. Doesn't work for me.
No, and see who passed that and pushed it? You know who it was?
Mm-mm.
It was Gates, who's no longer in Congress.
No.
Yeah.
Matt Gates, he looks suspicious, you know. He had plastic surgery on his face. It changed his facial look. I don't know why. I forget what the deal was, but he was weird looking, and now he's not quite so weird looking. They had surgery.
Yeah, he had weird eyebrows, made his eyes look crazy.
Yeah.
Palantir's even streamlining the D.C. bureaucracy nightmare that we've complained about. That's a good thing. It's used to assist Department of Defense.
Their control will be easier than imaginable.
They're doing a lot of good things, but Palantir's going
to
outlive.
To cover up satanic deceit. How better? Yeah. To cover it up with good deeds. Come on.
Well, Palantir is going to be here long after Trump's gone. Trump wants to use it for all these lovely good things. But when Trump is gone, Palantir's AI is still here. AI is now embedded in everything. And there are no mandatory civilian audits or transparency requirements for agencies relying on Palantir, making this a case of governance by black box. That's what this is.
Interesting.
Palantir doesn't want to overthrow governments. It wants to run them through support and suggestion and to be the invisible staffer in every meeting and the silent partner in every crisis.
Well said.
We're changing. The world is
meeting.
Changing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anybody that really knows the Word of God knows that this was all forecast. We're standing on the edge of a technological abyss. That's true. We may not have a future because they want to combine us with these machines. And people, humanity, would become irrelevant and disposable. Palantir's AI will have total control. And humanity is in the crosshairs.
That's already a fait accompli. I would say that right now. I think it's already. I think humankind is now second on the planet to AI, and I don't think it's ever going to change. There's no reason to even dream about it. It's not. AI is running away from us at the speed of light.
Well, I'll tell you what. People need to go to the Gateway Pundit, and they need to look up this article that just came out yesterday. Palantir co-founder Peter Thiel discusses the Antichrist and transhumanism in latest interview. You read this interview, it will freak you out.
Yeah.
Freak you out. Yeah, transhumanism. He actually said this. The ideal was that this radical transformation where your human natural body gets transformed into an immortal body.
I think they probably already got most of that knocked out. They don't talk much about it anymore, but I think it's happening.
Think about what Musk wants to do with his, oh, I can't think of the, he wants to put chips in all of our brains.
I know. They're not going to need to do that, though. They can do it remotely. From what I understand, they can do it remotely, wirelessly. They can control the human mind. They can implant memories. They can remove memories. They can change personalities. This is all talked about in China in 2001 by top scientists who were working on that technology. I think it's already done. And I'm not saying give up. I'm just saying be aware. Know your enemy. And your enemy has nothing about you in mind that is good. Nothing. What can you do for them? That's what it's all about. This is really quite a good subject for you, and you've done a great job with it. But what a good, this is what you're describing is the future, and the future is now, not next year, it's now. It is now. AI is advancing so fast that I don't think most people could understand it. I have trouble understanding
it. It's already in all the computers.
It's everywhere.
And you didn't even ask for it, and it was stuck in my computer.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
I didn't want it, and I can't get rid of it.
No, you can't. No.
And it's the new computers that are out there being marketed.
Well,
every new computer.
All the Intel chips have backdoors in them in every computer. They all do. It's just the way they make them.
Yeah, and if you have an email program, mm-hmm. Now it's got a co-pilot, and that co-pilot is your AI helper.
I forget which corporation that is, but yeah, people have been telling me, get co-pilot. It's really good. No.
No, it's crazy as hell.
No.
This stuff is demonic. The whole thing is demonic.
It's not predicated on the human values and virtues I used to think were important. That's all gone. Is anybody out there having trouble with mosquitoes? I'm not being funny.
Yes, we are being sprayed in the Knoxville area one section at a time because it's 500,000 and now another 5,000 people. Anyway, they're spraying certain sections at a time because of West Nile virus.
I a whole life of mosquitoes, and I don't get bitten often at all. I got bitten twice.
Oh, God, they eat me up.
I got twice, Kelly, on the face. Once on my forehead, once on my cheek, on my knuckles. I went outside in shorts for about 10 minutes. They got me four or five times on the legs, and I kept looking at my legs and, rubbing your hand down your leg to shoo anything away. These are more vicious now. I was wondering, they've been releasing, remember, genetically modified mosquitoes. That's Gates, Bill Gates,
in
Florida and other places. And I'm wondering if it's another strain that was imported somehow. These are extremely aggressive. And they're big. And I have one of those tennis rackets with batteries in the handle. And you pick it up and you push the button and it electrifies all the netting in the little tennis racket. It's just about half the size. And you can swing that through the air and nail these. Oh, I hate them. You can fry them. They go zap and they're gone. Everyone should get one of these and keep it at their desk if they work at a desk. Seriously. If you go outside, take it with you. They work. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, anywhere. It looks like a racquetball racket, basically. But all the webbing is electrified by two, what the hell are they, double A's, whatever. They're more than that. I think they're 9-volt. Anyway, it instantly fries them. Zap. But they are more aggressive this year than I've ever seen.
You can hang there. You can hang these things, and it does the same thing. Hang these lights that attract them.
Well, this one, it's fun to swing at them. You can get
I can't go in the backyard without being sprayed with something because they just eat me alive.
No, that's not a joke.
It's terrible.
And the Allicin C is good to take with these things, and the Alloderm will help calm down the itching.
Yeah.
I scratch the hell out of them and then rub Alloderm in it is what I do.
You know, ammonia that you used to mix and do things. If you put a little ammonia on them, it stops it immediately.
Really? Okay, I'll get some ammonia. I will.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like
it's weird. It reminds me of that movie, where they were getting married. Oh, I can't remember. It's a Greek wedding. The Greek wedding.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, my big fat Greek wedding. Was
spray
that
Windex
it?
On it.
Oh, cute.
Well,
listen, congratulations on another barn burner. That's a great article. You've identified the top players in this whole movement, that Trump is only too happy to hand over all the authority and all the licenses and whatever they want. Trump is despicable. It's all despicable. But well done. Really well done.
Yeah.
And now move on to this astonishing thing in New York.
This lunatic. I can't. Well, remember, New York has 40% Muslim in New York.
Oh, it's 40? 4-0.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, my. Well, New York is a dead city. It's dying.
Yeah. It's so sad, too, really.
We've lost
kiddo.
So much. We've lost so much. It's gone. Thank you, Kel. Talk soon. Great job.
Okay.
Really great. Super.
Yeah. Take care of that little baby, you know.
Thank you.
That little.
Thanks.
Yeah. How's he doing? Tell me quick.
He's great. He's doing great. Thank you.
Good. Good. Yeah. Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Night. Kelly Nelson, and she really does some extraordinarily well-written pieces. This is a great one. Naming the players. All right? We will be back. Hold on.